The world needs more teachers. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Henry Tran, associate professor in education leadership at the University of South Carolina, examines how to develop more.
Per the Economic Policy Institute, the teacher shortage is real, large, and growing. Most of the teacher demands stem from turnover. In fact, research suggests administrative support is the most important in-school factor affecting teacher retention. Excessive teacher turnover is not only expensive, costing the U.S. billions of dollars annually, but hurts student learning by creating instability in schools. In my own research, both with current and potential teachers, that is, college students who may or may not consider teaching as a career, the importance of respect shown to teaching professionals is a constant finding. But how can we show this? Many point to the provision of resources so teachers don't have to personally pay for their tools and supplies. Others argue that providing adequate pay matters more. Still others suggest for autonomy over classroom decisions or assurance of safe workplaces. But why does it have to be one or the other? The talent management landscape at large has evolved, and that change has only intensified in a post-COVID world. In the old days, employers would expect workers to take whatever treatment that was handed down, and the workers did not like it, they were told to quote-unquote get another job. Well, they're doing just that. Social media has allowed employees to publicly share their working conditions to a wide audience. In a society where people are increasingly expecting humanity, flexibility, and inclusion in their workplace, workers are voting with their feet. In response, progressive employers have been intentionally designing employee experiences where people want to, not need to, come to work. Based on this premise, I introduced talent-centered education leadership as a new direction for education talent management. The key is making teaching a fundamentally attractive profession, which will positively affect the outcomes of our youth.
That was Henry Tran of the University of South Carolina. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.